Detective Jones with the Sheriff's Office. Hello, ma'am. How are you doing?
Fine, thank
you.
This
is my ID.
Okay.
I'm part of my responsibility. You know, we had an incident next door.
Okay.
Where there was a shooting next door.
Okay.
And so I'm going through the neighborhood and checking for any potential witnesses or anybody heard anything or anything like that. This occurred approximately an hour and a half ago. Were you home at the time?
Yes.
Can you tell me what you heard or saw?
Well, I just heard them I heard them loudly between each other.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, well, they're going to be quiet here in just a minute. So I was going to get up. And just said when I get up, then I'm going to hear a shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
What did you hear exactly?
They were yelling about something.
Could you tell whether it was male voices or?
Oh, it was their voices. It was Scott and my brother on him came to my head. Yeah, they were screaming back and forth.
Do you know what they were saying?
Oh, I heard Scott say, "I work hard all day long," or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I could hear. But I just knew that they were having their speed back and forth.
And you don't remember any other set words that were said like that?
I really don't.
Did you, you don't remember, do you know what her name is?
I do, but just won't come to my head.
Right, okay. Did you look out your window and see him?
Just when I heard the shots.
Just when you heard the shots?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you hear the police talking to anybody or anything like that?
No.
So you just heard them arguing?
I just heard them. I didn't even know the police came.
Oh, okay.
Heard them arguing. I said, well, they'll be quiet in just a minute. And I said, so then I was just going to get up because they woke me up by talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I heard the shot.
Okay, were they arguing or just talking? How would you describe
it? Well, I would say they argued because if I could hear it, they had to be talking a little loud.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
what is your name, ma'am? And your phone number? Anybody else home at the time? I heard it. Do you have any children that are home?
No,
or
everyone's gone right now.
No, it's just you.
Okay.
What time did you happen to look at the clock when they were?
Honestly, I did not.
Okay. And after you?
I laid down. About 9 o'clock. So it had to be after 9.
Well, it's Rick. Okay, cool. I'll meet you down at my car, which is near the parking lot of Macaulay's on Watkins. Okay, bye. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So you were saying?
I'm down about 9.
Okay.
So I had to be after 9.
Okay. And then after you heard the gunshots, what did you do? You looked out the window?
I looked out the window.
And what did you see?
I just seen Scott on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And looked like 3 policemen.
And what were they doing?
They were talking to Scott.
Do you remember what they were saying?
One of them said, well, why did you do that? And then Scott said, my wife made me do that, and that's all I can remember. and I went and laid back down.
Okay. Any, can you think of anything else? Anything that's coming to mind that's unusual, or anything else you saw that you thought was peculiar? Or
no, I think
do you hear arguing going on over there all the time, or is this like...
No, I don't hear arguing going on.
Okay, so this is just like this was unusual for them.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
The only thing you hear is their little dog barking.
Right, okay. All right, okay.
But other than that...
Can't think of anything else?
Nothing
that was said or anything during their argument? Okay.
Like
all right.
I said, I just heard them get loud, and oh, they'll be quiet here in just a minute.
Okay. Great, thank you. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.